Hello, Terrapins. This is Director of Athletics Chris Lavoie with another Terps for Life podcast. Today I have with me men's soccer player Tristan Ruiz, who's going into his senior year. Tristan, today we're going to be talking about one of our core principles of energy. And can you talk to us a little bit about what the energy looks like on the soccer field? You know, how do you kind of see what that looks like with you and with your teammates?
Yeah, so I mean, on the field, it's displayed by communication and just how lively you are on the ball and off the ball. So movement, whatever you do off the ball and on it. And then, I mean, you can't have energy without having energy in practice. In game translates to practice. Practice translates to game. It's vice versa. So in practice, we have to talk. We have to yell at each other if someone's not doing something right. Positively, of course, but we have to have energy off on the field and at practice.
And I would say that's accountability, right? So in order for you guys to get to where you want to go, you guys have a very talented team this year. You know, in order for you guys to get to the state finals, which is everybody's goal, you're going to have accountability. Accountability with yourself, accountability with your teammates, and your coaches are a big part of that piece of accountability as well. So as we talk about energy, you know, are there times when you find yourself having low energy during games or during practices or when you see teammates doing that?
Oh, yes, of course. And I mean, we've just learned this new thing from you, actually, called a red light. So a red light is when you're just not in the game, you're not in the present moment, and you're struggling to, like, do the simple things, like make a simple pass or something like that. And we have these three steps to get out of that. And when we get out of that, it's called a green light. Green light is when you're in the present tense. Our three steps are you have to breathe, then you have to have a verbal outlet. So a verbal outlet could be, preferably not a curse word, but, you know, it's whatever works for you. Under your breath, you just have to get something out to release. And then the final step is a physical action. It could be clapping your hands. It could be hitting your thigh, whatever works for you.
And Tristan, when you talk about, you know, those three steps, in most sports that are stop-and-go sports like baseball, basketball a little bit, softball, golf, sports like that, it's so much easier to go through these three steps because, you know, in baseball there's a pitch and there's a stop and play. So every single baseball player has that point to what we call check-in, right? Check-in with yourself, check-in with your teammates. Are you in a red light or in a green light? And then you have time to do that, you know, with that stoppage of play. So in soccer, I know we just talked about this recently with the soccer team. When do you do that on the soccer pitch? You know, how do you go from red light to green light when it's always continuous play?
So it's actually pretty difficult. Usually it's not on your own. Your teammates have to know you, recognize what's happening with you on the field, and then they'll tell you, be like, calm down, breathe, do your three steps, and then you'll get back into your green light very quickly as long as they notice.
And I'm guessing that's obviously when the ball's, you know, not near you and not quite, you know, in your area. So you've got to
preferably
wait until there's a throw in or, you know, a free kick or indirect kick and just some sort of stoppage, whether it be an actual stoppage in play or when the ball's, you know, out of your area so you have time to go through those steps.
That is preferred, yes.
Yeah. And Tristan, so we talked about going from a red light to green light based on energy. So if your energy level is low, you need to get yourself back into a green light. So how do you know when you're in a red light?
So we call it BFS. It starts with body language. So bad body language would be, you know, shoulders down, head down, looking at the floor, not looking up around. And then F is for focus. So if you're focused, you're in the present moment, you're in the game. You could be in the future or the past. That's when you're in a red light. But when you're in the present, that's a green light. And then the last is S for self-talk. So it could be something as simple as you got this, or you could give yourself a little speech in your head. It's up to you. But VFS is how we get back into that green light and how we realize if we're in that red light.
And Terrapins, what I think Tristan has given us is you know, a lot of steps, right? You have to have a process to get yourself back into the present moment. Too many people say, get your head in the game, and no one knows how to do that. So what the soccer team and Tristan have talked about or what they're doing now is putting a system or a process in place for them, one, to recognize when they're in a mental lapse, whether they're not in the present moment or in a red light, and then a process in place for them to go from red light to green light, whether it be in practice, which is what Tristan mentioned earlier, or during a game. So Terrapins, as we kind of go through today, as you go through your athletic events, think about how many times you find yourself thinking about the past or anxious about the future. You're most active and most constructive when you're in that present moment. So again, take the advice from Tristan. Make sure you have that process of finding out when you're in the red light and how to get back into a green light. Terrapins, go live above the line. Be Terps today so you can become Terps for life.